But just one other ha'ara, and that is the Rebbe, Reb Simcha Binnen from Pshischa, he asked a different question. He asked, now what was Rav trying to teach us? Meaning, Stam, we're being Moitzi Laz and Chananya Mishol Va'azariah. Good. Tosis explained how halachically it would have been okay for Chananya Mishol Va'azariah to make the decision and to decide that they're not going to endure this terrible tzara and instead they're going to bow down to the Tzalim. Bal Parchach wasn't Avoy Dezara, Peseder. So why they jump into the Kivshon Eish? That's also something that needs to be understood. But the bottom line is, but what's the point? What was Rav trying to teach us? What was the limit of Rav? So the Rebbe Rabbinim said, and you know what Rav was coming to teach us? Rav was coming to teach us that it's true, Chananya, Mishael, Va'azariah could not have been Oymed ben Asayin. They could not have endured the torture. But it's for that reason that they weren't tortured. And you know why? Because the Eibishter does not put a person in a matzav of an Asayin that he's not able to overcome. And that's exactly what Rav was coming to teach us. Rav said that Chananya, Mishael Va'azariah were given this unbelievable Nisayan. The Nisayan was jump into a Kivshon Ha'esh or bow down to the Tzelem. And they had this incredible Gvura. The Gvura was they jumped into the Kivshon Ha'esh. But you should know that the reason the Eibishter gave Chananya, Mishael Va'azariah this Nisayan is because the Eibishter knew that they had the Gvura. And because he understood deep down that they had the Gvura, so he understood that they were capable of jumping into the Kivshon Ha'esh, that's why he gave it to them. But you know what they weren't capable of doing? They weren't capable of enduring Yisurim. That's something they couldn't have done. The Akosha in the Kitzvah of the Malchus, that's not something they would have been able to do. So what's the punchline? Oh, Chananya, Mishael Va'azariah, you're not as great as everyone thinks you are. No, that's not what Rav was trying to teach us. What Rav was trying to teach us was, is that that's Gufa why that wasn't in Asayin. And the Limud was a tremendous Nechama. It's a tremendous Chizik that the Eibishter does not give a person an Asayin that he's not able to overcome. And even Chananya, Mishael Va'azariah, with their greatness, there was a Madrega up until where they were able to be Oymed ben Asayin. And then there's a point where they can't be Oymed ben Asayin anymore. And bediktuk, Hashem gave them the Nisayin that he understood they were able to overcome, but not the Nisayin that he understood they were not able to overcome. And that's what Rav was teaching us. Rav gave every single person that's going through a tzara a tremendous nechama, a tremendous chizik. The chizik is Omale nagdu lechananya Mishael Va'azariah polchu letzalma. That Chananya, Mishael Va'azariah with all their greatness, but there was a nesayin that they could not have been oymed on. And that's why the Eibishter didn't give them that nesayin. Because the Eibishter gives people tests and people have nesayinis, but never ever will a person be faced with a nesayin that he's not able to overcome. And that was the divrei chizik and the divrei nechama of Rav's statement, Umoli nogdu lechananya Mishael Va'azariah polchu letzalma.